From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
And we'd go to this prayer meeting, and I'd enter this room, and it was just loud, people just screaming. And if you were to be a good prayer warrior, you'd have to pray constantly without stopping for 1 hour without taking a breath. So maybe that's what God is impressed with, how fast, how good, how strong we can pray. It reminded me of a radio advertisement. Special blogging price of $19.95, good for only 30 minutes. Colors may run, taxes and restrictions apply. Good only while supplies last, may cause drowsiness, diarrhea, and constipation, depending on your age. And sometimes we just go off like that on God, and it's like God's in heaven going, whoa, what was that? I heard something, man.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon.
Have you ever noticed that when we pray, we do most of the talking? But prayer is supposed to be a two-way conversation with God. So wouldn't it make more sense if we would spend a little less time talking and more time listening? Here is Pastor Wayne Cordero with a message entitled, The Gift of Listening.
Would you take out your notes as we come to our finale in this season of gifts? And I wanted to ask you a question. And the question is this. What would you rather have? A pile of gold or a pile of salt? Well, it's pretty obvious. Most of us would go for the pile of gold. But you know that many throughout history would rather take the pile of salt. The reason is gold is pretty, but you can't live without salt. And in the old days, they would actually take salt because there was a time when salt was even scarcer than gold. And salt was actually used as currency. In fact, the very word salary, where we get our pay, you know, from the companies or employers, that word salary in Latin is related to the word salt, because that was what they used for currency. But today, salt is almost worthless. And if given the choice, you and I would go for the gold every time. Why? Because there's a lot less of gold to go around than there is salt, and salt is everywhere. You see, value has a lot to do with scarcity. If something is very scarce, it's more valuable. When it ceases to be scarce, it loses its value. If you show me what's scarce, I will tell you what is valuable. For example, what's scarce? Land in Hawaii. You've got just so much land on an island, and more people that move in, land becomes very scarce, and what happens to the prices? They go to the moon. Another that seems to be scarce, whether it's true or not, is drinkable water. And that's why in the last year, 100 companies are now labeling water and putting it in a bottle. And though water is free, you can walk down Ala Moana or any place and there's free drinking fountains. You can just have free. Go to any restaurant, just say, can I have some water? Free. Yet we will spend billions with a B on bottled water because we think drinkable water is scarce. And people make money off of what we think is scarce. Now, we can take certain things like water and bottle it and sell it for billions of dollars. And unwary people like us buy it. Or there's some things that you cannot bottle, but yet are very scarce and very valuable. Like respect. Honesty in leadership. Long-term commitments that lead to trust. And in our day of age, one of the most scarce of all, listening. Oh, listening is something very seldom done. Hardly any of us take classes in listening. In fact, it just doesn't happen. And God says that listening is a commendable thing, and He talks about it often in the Bible. And we'll talk about it today. In fact, when we find someone who's a good listener, I mean, they're like a hero. They said that the American Indians used to be really, really good listeners. They could hear things for miles. And story is told of two cowboys talking about how amazing these Indians were when around the corner, they come upon one whose ears to the ground, right in the middle of the road. And they said, "What? Look, here's one. He's probably listening to something." And as they got closer, you could hear the Indian saying, "Two wagon trains, 8 horses, cow being pulled behind one of them, full of pioneers going west. And the cowboy said, wow, you can hear all of that from listening to the ground? No, the Indian said, they run over me 1 hour ago. Listening is something commendable, and God speaks about invisible ears that we need to develop. Oh, we have ears on the side of our craniums. That's not the one he's talking about. Let's read together at the top of our notes, Matthew 13. Go. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. You see, God is saying that there's sometimes it's possible to have ears that don't hear. Possible to have eyes that don't see. But he's not talking about physical ears and physical eyes. He's talking about something else, the eyes of our heart. And there are some of us who have been Christians for a long time where we don't hear anymore. Our ears have become dull. And God is saying it's time to wake those back up. You see, even the Pharisees, I believe, at first really wanted to hear God. But it became so commonplace that they forgot how to hear. In this book I bought recently, it's a New York bestseller. It's called Gems Along the Way. It's an outstanding book. It tells of a pastor that's writing to his daughter, and he talks about listening to God. It says, Dear Amy, same as my daughter's name, Dear Amy. We recently moved into our little house in Hilo. It's a peaceful neighborhood, except for a frustrated dog who lives next door and he loves to hear his own barks. He starts this annoying tirade about 9 p.m. sharp, and then he ends at 5 a.m. So about the time I get up from a sleepless night, he curls up and goes to sleep. At first, I was so irritated, I began to think of ways to quietly and effectively put that creature out of its misery. But after hurling a few rocks and angry words at him, I got the frustration out of my system, and then I gave the situation over to the Lord. I guess time slowly slipped by, and I began to get used to this mad dog next door. Then after a few months, I didn't even hear the dog anymore. It had become commonplace. He'd bark, and I wouldn't even notice. I guess I got numb to it. It's amazing what a little time will do. However, on the other hand, Abby is just a year old, and she still cries at night. And even though she's been making noises at night since she was born, you know, it's never become commonplace to your mom. She wakes up out of a deep sleep at Abby's first cry in the middle of the night. She can pick out the sound of Abby's voice in a nursery full of screaming babies. Your mother has never allowed Abby's or your voice, your cries, to ever become commonplace, and they move her to action every time. You know, I wonder if sometimes we make God's voice more like a dog's bark rather than a baby's cry. If I fight against his voice hard enough, I'll dull my ears to it, and he becomes commonplace. On the other hand, if I love his voice and respond to it, it will always be clear. His voice will always be distinct. I will hear his voice in the night. I will hear him in the crowd of people. I will hear him in the middle of the world. I'll be able to hear him at 2 a.m. So when God speaks, don't throw stones. Don't allow his voice to become commonplace. If you do, he'll keep talking, but you won't be able to hear him anymore. Keep listening. Keep listening. Keep listening. And you see, sometimes we as God's people can make God's voice commonplace and we don't hear him anymore and we lose the ability to hear. Becomes a problem for us. It did with the Israelites. But you say, well, how do I keep my ears clear and distinct so I can hear his voice? Well, the first is, would you write in your first bullet there, listening is developed. It doesn't come just as standard equipment. It's got to be developed. Because we don't always go to classes that teach us how to listen correctly. It's got to be developed. And it can get dulled if we don't keep it clean and distinct. In fact, the Bible in Luke 8 tells us about not only just having ears, but ears that hear. And he calls it, take care how you listen. Let's read the scripture. go. So take care how you listen. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. Would you circle the words, take care how you listen? Take care how you listen. And what he's saying is, much of the abundance of your life, the fruit of success, your innovation, your ability to work with people will be determined by how you listen. God gave us two ears and only one mouth to remind us we should listen twice as much as we speak. And you know, it's how we listen, because often we listen selectively, don't we? We hear things selectively. In fact, if I'm insecure, or if I'm a bit skeptical, or I am in sort of got a defensive motive about me, I'm going to hear things that are offensive that were never intended to be so. I will hear incorrectly. That's why God says, take care how you listen, because if you've got wrong stuff inside, you're going to hear wrong stuff from the outside. Take care how you listen. It was an example to me just a little while ago, about a week or two ago, I was at the movies and someone that I hadn't seen for over a year and a half, I saw. And he said, hey, Wayne. And I was just kind of being funny. I said, and let's just call him Joe. I said, hey, Joe, are you behaving yourself? And he looked at me and said, what kind of reply is that? I just come and say hi to you and you already start criticizing me. I said, whoa, did you hear that? I'm so sorry. Reminds me of a porgy in a mental institution that he had his ear to the wall like this. He was listening, all morning, 3 hours. And a medical assistant comes by and says, Mano, what you doing? Shh, listen. The medical assistant says, what? Shh, listen. So the medical assistant puts his ear to the wall too. He's looking at Mano's face like this. 5 minutes later, he said, Mano, I can't hear a thing. Mano said, I know, that's the problem. It's been like that all morning. So if you got nothing inside, you're not going to hear nothing on the outside. But if you got problems on the inside, you're going to hear incorrectly. And God says, take care how you listen, because it's going to affect everything about your life. We can have ears and not hear correctly. Or the things that should be obvious to us aren't. Because a lot of times, things will come to us not in the way that you want to hear them. They'll be couched. They'll be silent. But we have to be able to hear the message coming through. I learned that when I, being a young dad, Aaron was only 4 years old. And there was some money on the counter that was missing. And I later found it in Aaron's room. And so I brought him in and scolded him and said, you don't take stuff that doesn't belong to you. What's the matter with you? And big crocodile tears are rolling down his face. Only a little kid, 4 years old. And I said, what's the matter with you? You should be sorry for this. And he never says sorry. He's just, you know, crying. So I said, you stay in this room until you say sorry. So I walked out of the room and Anna said, how's it going? I said, not good. He didn't even say he's sorry. I sat down in the living room. I thought, man, what's the matter with that kid? Well, just a few minutes later, I hear this cheery voice behind me. Hi, Dad. I turn, it's Aaron. And he said, hey, Dad, would you like to play Pac-Man? I said, Pac-Man, I'm so mad at you. Back to your room. Bad boy. Well, he just went back into his room. And the Lord said, you weren't listening, were you? I thought, wait a minute. He didn't even say, I'm sorry. The Lord said, no, that's what he was trying to do in his own little way. He was saying, Dad, I don't want our relationship broken. And when he said, hi, Dad, let's play Pac-Man, he was saying, I'm sorry. Can we repair our relationship? And you weren't listening. And I thought, oh, God. And I felt so convicted. Lord, teach me how to listen. I got to take care on how I listen. Otherwise, I'll miss so much in life. So I walked into his room and I said, Aaron, let's play Pac-Man. You see, we've got to develop ears that hear. Well, how do you do that? Well, would you write, number one, you got to ask God for help. Ask God for his help. In other words, you start learning to listen by going Godward. Listening to God, because you see, God is going to teach us how to listen. Listen to him. And then you'll be able to sense the hurts and hear what's going on through people and with people. But before all of that, we pause, and I'm going to rewind the tape and just talk about the vertical listening. And God is saying this, if you can learn to listen to me, then I can teach you about life. But if you can't listen to God, if you can't listen to me, we're in trouble. Because I'm going to mentor you, I'm going to guide you, I'm going to instruct you, I'm going to advise you, I'm going to walk with you. But if you can't listen to God, if you can't hear me, we're done, because then I can't teach you. So the first is we've got to ask God for help and start Godward by listening or learning to listen to God. And he says that often throughout the Bible. Let's read the first scripture, Psalm 119. Go. Open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things from your law. The law of God or the Bible. He's saying one of the best prayers to pray is when you open the Bible is to pray that, Lord, open my eyes. I need your help so that I can hear what you're saying and see what you're saying. Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things from your law. Paul the Apostle prays that in the book of Ephesians. Let's read this. Go. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Yeah, he's saying, ask God for help. And Jesus himself says in Mark 4, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. God speaks often about the ears of our heart. Because our tendency is to not listen well. We're so wrapped up in me, moi, and mine. And even when I'm praying, I'm really talking about myself. And I'm using God for self. And the Lord is saying, you know, we're just wrapped up in ourselves. It's like the prima donna actress that did a lot of these plays on Broadway. She just couldn't stop talking about herself all the time. And she was with her friend. And for a half hour, she was just talking about herself for one whole half hour. And then she said, oh, enough about me. It's your turn. Tell me, what did you think about my performance last night? And we do it so much, we don't even think. And God is saying, I want to teach you how to listen because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. Romans 10:13. Faith comes by listening. And that's why we put in every one of your bulletins one of these Bible bookmarks. As we come out of the blocks this new year, instead of coming out helter-skelter, because you'll be distracted by so many things, I want us to learn how to listen first. Because when you and I learn to listen, it doesn't take time. It'll save you days, weeks, months of barking up the wrong tree, going after the wrong roads, going down wrong rabbit holes. Because as we hear God, he'll give us instruction about the way we think, what we've been saying, our priorities, things we need to prune. It'll save you years of life if we will learn first to listen. And that's what this is for. It is something that'll help us to just stay still and listen to God. Because as you're reading the Bible, this is called God's Word. So if this is God's Word, who is speaking? God. So when I'm reading, God is speaking to me. And as I take a look at this Bible bookmark, it is teaching me to stay still and listen while God is speaking. You see, for a lot of years, I thought praying was just rapping at God as fast as you can. I'd hear some people pray. Man, they just go off. And I thought, wow, they must be super holy. They can pray like crazy. I remember when I was first a Christian, I went to this Pentecostal church, and it was a real strong, although we are, this was hyper. And we'd go to this prayer meeting, and they'd go for an hour. And I'd enter this room and it was just loud, people just screaming at the top of their lungs. And if you were to be a good prayer warrior, you'd have to pray constantly without stopping for 1 hour without taking a breath. And you'd have to just go. And I thought, man, I got to breathe. So I lose. I thought, but that's how praying is. I thought maybe that's what God is impressed with, how fast, how good, how strong we can pray. We don't talk like that. It reminded me of a radio advertisement. You know how they'll give a commercial for 30 seconds, but 27 seconds is the commercial. And then they got to put in like in the last three seconds, they've got to cram 5 minutes of disclaimer and small print. So they'll just kind of zip in the last 3 seconds. And it's just funny as can be. So they'll say something like this, you know, so come to Long's and get soda for your family. Special bargain price of $9.95, good for only 30 minutes. Colors may run, taxes, restrictions apply. Good only while supplies last, may cause drowsiness, diarrhea, and constipation depending on your age. What was that? I heard something. And sometimes we just go off like that on God, and it's like God's in heaven going, whoa, what was that? I heard something, man. But we pray like crazy, and the Lord is saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, the main thing is listening. Learning to listen, and the bookmark will help us to stay still and listen.
I come to glorify you. Identify with you, speak your name as my own.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled The Gift of Listening by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today's message was recorded right at the beginning of a new year, and Pastor Wayne offered this special prayer for the year ahead.
I want to pray that the Lord would fill you fresh with the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, the bottom line is that we can get instruction, and we will. We'll learn more and more, and we will. But the bottom line is we need the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh. That's the best of all. So I want to pray that way. So would you just cup your hands slightly in front of you, just lift it just a bit, and let's sing this song. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And let's make it our prayer as a church.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Sisters, would you sing that? Spirit of the living God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would fill the sisters of this church with your Holy Spirit. Lord, would you give them grace and wisdom for this new year? Give them the ability to have such grace that it will embrace everything and outpace any problem. Let your grace sustain them. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Brothers, would you sing that as we pray for the sisters?
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me.
Lord, I pray not only for the sisters, but I pray for the brothers as well, that you'll fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Every single man, every boy in this place, fill us afresh. Sisters, would you join us? Melt me.
Melt me. Fill me. You.
Lord Jesus, we pray that for our church and family. Lord, we ask that you would fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Lord, so we open our hearts with humility at the feet of Christ today. And we ask, fill us with your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I come to crown you King. Your praises I'll sing. I choose to glorify your name.
Until next time, God bless you and aloha.